What's going on, world? In my own words, this is how I feel about the whole Tekashi 6ix9ine situation that's going on right now. Before I get to that, I gotta remind y'all of what was going down before all of this happened and people started picking sides on it, right? So rewind a few years ago. Y'all remember when Tax Stone and Troy Ave had their beef going on? And for those of y'all that don't know, I'll speed through it real quick. Basically, Tax Stone pulled up to a Troy Ave show. They get into it. They get into a fight. Allegedly, Tax Stone pulls a gun out. Troy Ave fights him over it. Shots end up going off, and Troy Ave ends up shooting on camera, on the security cameras. They caught him shooting at Tax Stone with his own gun. All right. When that went down, right, everybody jumped on the internet. I remember T.I., Slim Thug, they all jumped on the internet. Yo, Troy Ave is stupid. Why you on camera shooting? Everybody giving their 2 cents. Charlamagne the God was picking sides. Everybody was riding with Tax Stone because he had the industry plug. He had a lot of industry friends, you know what I mean? He had his podcast that was popping. And Troy Ave was kind of like the independent outsider. So he wasn't the favorite in that situation, right? So when the cops show up, they get arrested, Troy Ave's not saying nothing. He's not telling them what happened because in his mind, he's thinking that the cops are going to figure out, obviously, what happened because most of it is on tape. Tax Stone instantly is like, yo, it was Troy Ave, he's a bad guy, blah, 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 blah. Troy Ave ends up getting locked down for a few months. He could have just ratted instantly. He could have ratted instantly and been out of jail, back getting money, back doing shows, all that. He stuck to the code. He stuck to the code, right? And everybody was still going at Troy Ave, like, oh, man, this nigga is crazy, da-da-da-da. Nobody called Tax Stone a rat, even though he had broke the code. It's on paper. Y'all can look this all up. It's on paper. But people have that favoritism, which, I mean, I understand, whatever. So fast forward now with this whole 6ix9ine situation, I'm seeing a lot of people talking about preach the code, stick to the code, nigga, no. Nigga, no, nigga, no, nigga, no. Y'all cannot pick and choose when to stick to the code and when not to. You know what I'm saying? Everything I believe in and I stand behind, it always comes full circle. I knew when that situation had popped off, it was already bullshit. This nigga Troy Ave stood tall and niggas flipped on him. You know what I'm saying? So Troy ended up putting out a song talking about, if it come down to it, I'll rat on this nigga because this nigga's ratting on me. It's either me or it's you. Who's taking the charge for an op, right? Same with the 6ix9ine shit. Who's taking the charge for an op, right? Nobody. I don't give a fuck what any of you niggas say. Any of you want to be internet tough guys, nobody's taking the charge for no op. It's just not going down like that. So all these facades and the gangster aesthetics people want to put on the internet, it's not happening. All the gangster niggas I know probably didn't even check their social media today. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is not on here doing rants about Tekashi 6ix9ine, man. It's just not happening, man. The reality of the situation is the niggas crossed him. The niggas broke the code on him. The nigga broke the code back. The reality is that the people that have a problem with 6ix9ine doing what he did are people that already didn't like him from the jump. You know what I'm saying? You can go and check. They post from before all this rat internet shit was going on. They didn't like the nigga. You know what I'm saying? The nigga's never been an industry favorite. He's been more of the people's favorite. The people fuck with him more than the industry does. Because the nigga breaks a lot of codes. He works independently. And he says whatever the fuck he want. He doesn't follow any guidelines that people put in front of him. Which I like. I respect. You know what I'm saying? Be a free thinker. Move how you want to move. Who cares what, you know what I'm saying, what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. Because half of these niggas don't do what they're supposed to do anyway when shit gets real. You know what I'm saying? So in a nutshell, that's how I feel about the situation, man. A lot of people picking and choosing when the cold sticks. You know what I'm saying? They're going to ride with whoever they got favoritism for. They don't care what the streets say. And outside of that, man, like, you can't apply street shit to shit that's not street. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the entertainment industry is not street at this point. It's global. You know what I'm saying? We going worldwide with hip-hop. We got hip-hop in Japan, Australia, all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so hip-hop is a lot bigger than what it was like in the 80s and 90s and shit. I feel like certain rules apply just to who you are as a man. And as a man, I can't make no case for somebody who would steal millions of dollars from somebody they pretending to be cool with and slide on this BM when he's out doing shows, making money for the gang and all of that, and I'm just over here laid up with his chick, I can't vouch for no nigga who would do no shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And can somebody, for the love of God, please, please, take away Meek Mill's phone. Meek, you are my guy. You have no idea. When the whole Meek and Drake shit had popped off, I was the top general in Dream Chaser, all right? You know what I'm saying? But this Tekashi 6ix9ine shit, you gotta leave it alone, my nigga. This is beneath you. You in your mid-30s, you making mad money. You supposed to be on the upper echelon. You chilling with billionaires, Robert Kraft, Mike Rubin, Jay-Z, all of that. You supposed to be up there with them. Why are you even speaking on this, my brother? Why? Please, please, please do not fall into this internet, whatever the fuck, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Why? Just please. When Nip was alive, you brought Nipsey's name up. God bless his soul. You brought his name up in your tweets. When Nipsey was alive, he literally said, ignore Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's going to go away. Just ignore the nigga, bro. If you're going to bring his name up for clout, at least go by his guidelines of what he was saying and the advice he was leaving. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring his name. He was saying, like, 6ix9ine is like the dude who took Nipsey's life. When in reality, the niggas 6ix9ine snitched on are more like the niggas that took his life. A snake with a gun. You know what I'm saying? The niggas he ratted on. Niggas is not stand-up niggas, bro. So, that's all I gotta say. Hey, it's Free 6ix9ine. Shout out my neighbor. Y'all hear it. But, niggas, I mean, come on, bro. Y'all know what it is. If you don't like the nigga, then just say that. But don't try to preach this G-code shit that y'all motherfuckers don't even fucking live by. Half you niggas on the internet talking shit never even seen the inside of a fucking jail cell. You know what I'm saying? I worked with a lot of you niggas. You niggas was the corporate snitch. All right, y'all was ratting on niggas for showing up to work late. You know what I'm saying? Don't be on the internet talking all this crazy shit.